Now, back to more MGL Radio.
It was just a few months ago when I had the opportunity to connect with a wonderful company, innovative company by the name of CaddyTrack. And I ended up modeling for many of you who saw the video, a robot caddy. It's like the wave of the future. It was called the CaddyTrack R2. And it's super fun to be able to introduce you to the minds, the brains behind it, because I don't understand how any of that works. I just know that it's really cool. And so I'm happy to welcome onto the program Carrie and Alan Schmidt, who have poured a lot of time and energy and blood, sweat, and tears into developing not only the R2, but what's coming soon by way of the next iteration. So to both of you, welcome. It's good to see you on Zoom and to share your story with our audience.
Hi, Bill.
How are you doing, Bill?
Thank you for having us on today.
I'm glad to have you on. Here I am in Michigan, where it's 78 and beautiful, and you're out there in Vegas where it's 112,000 degrees, but it's a dry heat from what
That's what they say.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did it all start for the two of you? How did you become involved in the creation of robot caddies?
Well, the owner, the founder and CEO, Dr. Lee, he's a very smart man. He's got a degree in electrical engineering. He's an inventor of 30 patents, and he just had the idea of creating, designing, manufacturing high quality and innovative electric products. He just sits behind, draws out these ideas, and puts together a team and makes them.
Well, I've had the R2 out on the golf course a few times, and whenever it's out there, everybody stops to look. Every head turns, no matter if they're two fairways away and they see clubs that are just magically going on their own. And Alan, I would have to think that as you have more and more exposure around the country for what you're doing, that that's a common reaction, right?
Yeah, Bill, I see a lot of that. People come up and they want your car. They want to ask about the product. And they're really, they've never, you know, surprisingly, as much as this product is, as long as it's been out, that very few people still have seen it and will come up to me and ask all the questions, you know, and I take down their information, hopefully get the meet and some sales or something, but I get a lot of questions.
If you look back to the beginning of COVID, in at least in our state and in many others, for a while, carts weren't being allowed. Whether you agreed with the science or not, that was the rule. So you could play, but you had to walk. I have to think, Carrie, that that was a time when your phones were ringing off the hook.
They were, and it actually was our best year ever since being in business. Our sales had quadrupled, and it was crazy. We couldn't keep them in stock enough, and back orders were crazy. And we were expecting that too this year. But then as courses started opening, the sales are still going steady just as they were last year. So it was a greatest year ever.
You've presented this message a million times at various trade shows. But Alan, kind of give, because, you know, you're talking to a radio audience here, an audio audience. And what I'm going to do is when this interview is heard on our radio show this weekend, I'm also going to post on our social media channels the video that I did. So everybody listening, you can go right to our social channels and click on it and watch the R2 in action. But Alan, give us a feel for how you describe it.
CaddyTrack was the world's first smart robotic golf caddy that allows the user to use that unit hands-free. The original CaddyTrack CT2000 was released in 2011. Since then, there has been two models releases with four operation modes, the following, and we are the only ones that provide the marching mode, remote and or push cart.
So my best description of the R2 is a very compact design that folds up so easily to fit into your vehicle. I mean, really easily. Total weight, you guys know this better than I do, but it's under 35 pounds. A battery that will last for about 27 holes.
Okay.
And I think most importantly, when I get it to the golf course, the last thing that I really want to do is get into a wrestling match with something I have to set up. And one of my favorite attributes of the R2 is how quickly I'm ready to go. I'm literally lifting up two handles, tightening two different screws, and putting my bag on there, and we're off and running. And I love the convenience of that, Carrie. It's really been set up, I think, with efficiency in mind.
Within compact, lightweight, and easy to transport, the CaddyTrack folds up within seconds and fits right on into your trunk and unfolds just as quickly and easily.
Here we have these various modes. So let me try to describe this to an audio audience. We've got a mode where you can hold the remote in your hand if you want to, and you can control the Caddy Track R2 using the arrows, and you can just, like you would any device that you're controlling, it goes where you tell it to. My favorite mode is where it follows me. And so in this case, I take that same remote, I put it on the back of my belt, I hit a button that just tells it to start following, and then I just start walking. And that's the most, to me, that's the most convenient. But I think, Carrie, what you guys have done really well is you've provided all of these different options so that however you prefer, and you never want it to mess up your rhythm for the game. So however you prefer, it has that mode, right?
It has that option. Yeah, it really gives the user multiple choices of being able to use the cart. Many of our users, they love the follow mode. Many of the people get the Caddy Track, you know, just use the remote. So it's actually quite interesting because you would think with a cart like this, many people are just buying it because of the follow mode. But however, that is not the case. Many people are buying it and they only use the remote control mode. But I think it's because of the ease of being able to unfold it, fold it, the lightweight of it, being able to store it in the back of your car. We had a customer call up last week who had a Porsche and wanted to know if this would fit in the back of his Porsche. And I gave him the dimensions. He ordered the cart. And then the other day, he sent me a picture of it, nicely folded in the back of his Porsche. So yeah, it's a great size. And like I said, it's a great product. It's been out for a long time. It's come a long way.
Later, I think this fall, the next iteration will be ready to make its debut. So give us a little sneak peek, Carrie. What's coming up?
Okay, so what's coming up is the Caddy Track R3. The Caddy Track R3 will be the first and only vision follow cart on the market in the world. Instead of using the sensors like the R2, the R3 uses an onboard camera to detect, scan, and follow the user. This will be the only cart that you actually don't even need the remote at all. You can leave your remote in your car if you wish, or bring it with you.
Wow. So how's it going to follow me? How does it know
it has a camera on it. So you will stand in front of it, you know, with a couple of little hand gestures, it'll scan you. Wow. And then you just start walking away.
Oh, now we're entering the space age. I've been looking.
Yes, we are.
Like the Jetsons.
With the camera, it will, you know, eliminate some interference issues that you might get on a hilly golf course if you're near airports. So with the camera technology, there will be no interference, no signals, you know, radio signals interference. And we're very, very excited to be the first to bring this to the market. It's about 8 pounds lighter.
So let's talk about pricing right now. The R2 for consumers is right now how much?
$1,495.
Okay, so I think people were expecting you to say, you know, $3,000 or so for all that technology. $1,500 is a really good deal. It's got that includes the battery, that includes everything. And as you look forward to the fall, do you already know what the R3 pricing will be?
We're looking at the $1,895 price range.
So still staying under $2,000 with that technology.
And both the models, the Caddy Track R2 and the Caddy Track R3, both of them all come with 4 accessories each. So you'll get the cup holder, the scorecard holder, the umbrella holder, and the cell phone holder. They're all included for free.
Here's what I want to do. I want to kind of direct everybody's attention after you're done listening to the program today to our social media channels. We're going to put up the video of the R2 that I did. And I want you all to know who are listening, I'm not getting a commission on this, am I, Carrie? I'm not getting anything out of
it. No, you are not, no. Bill.
Right, exactly right. So I'm not trying to blow smoke at anybody or lead you in some direction that doesn't make sense. I want you all to enjoy this game to its fullest. And I really think that for those of you who would love to walk, but you just don't want to carry a bag or even push a cart, I think this is a fantastic alternative to that. So you were working on kind of a special offer/code for our audience. Let me have you share that.
That promo code is MGLTB21. And by using that promo code, you can get it to Caddy Track and get $100 off.
Folks, that's such a good offer. So right out of the gate, the R2 is $1,495. You use the promo code MGLTV21 and it's $13.95. And you will be walking in style, turning heads, and enjoying your walk more than you ever have before. So to both of you, to Carrie and Carl, thank you so much for kind of taking us behind the scenes of Caddy Track. And I can't wait to see R3. We'll do that when it comes out. Just let us know.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
And as we now come back live to Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, a quick reminder that if you go to Michigan Golf Live's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages, you can see the video that I did featuring the Caddy Track R2 and just get a look at it for yourself. It's really good. Like I said in the interview, I'm not getting anything out of it. We're not on commission. The promo code doesn't kick back anything to us. I'm just letting you all know about this because it's a really good deal and it is really good technology. So I hope you'll take a look and change, I think, forever the way that you walk a golf course. Hey, a quick reminder that today at 9:30 and again Sunday,